Getting confident that it sounds okay.
That's cool that you came up here.
Trying to get into it. I had a lazy day. I watched TV today. I haven't done that. I haven't watched TV in a long time. I think the show is called My Cat is Crazy.
Do you
not watch the show?
And if I didn't, it wouldn't matter.
But I did.
Yes, I do.
Don't, it rots your brain. I was doing a test. It's like when people drink and they'll be like, I just wanted to see what it was like. Oh, I like it.
It's good.
My cat is crazy, but it's good. My cat was crazy, it wouldn't blink. Just stare at A. It would put its butt out of the litter box to pee.
It's hard for you to like.
Okay, I shouldn't talk about that. I got talking too early. I've been working on an anti-cat zine for about 2 years. The show is just research. I was just doing research. I'm a little tired. Okay. Here's a song. Here we go. I'm back. Okay. I used to be in a band when I was in high school, and we were really good. I took it really seriously. I didn't think we were going to get famous, but I did think that we were going to be the best fucking band, and all those other shitty bands were going to have to know about it in Grand Ledge High School. So this is kind of about the demise of that, which at the time was really hard for me because I took it really seriously. All the other bands were so bad. I'm a very competitive person. Here's what I wanted. I didn't want fame. I wanted people to hear our band, people in 11th and 12th grade, to hear it and then hear the other band and say, there is no merit to this other band. But it didn't happen that way. We sold a lot of t-shirts, though. We were cool. We were a surf band. Okay, I'm gonna play a song about that. Here we go. I was working when I should have gone to school. Never got the hang of that college thing. I still pick up my guitar when I get a chance. Let me try this. The band never cut it on the local scene. What local scene? different guitar pick I'm going to use. So at one point I decided that I would tour and play songs and not become a professor and win awards and have my works published in professorial magazines. You know, the other life I could have had. But this song's kind of about coming to terms with the choices I made, which is like, it's fun what I do, and I like what I do, but it isn't exactly easy. It seems like it is when I'm just sitting here acting like a jackass. I mean, sometimes people just throw a beer at you. Things like that, where you're like, what am I doing up here? I could have been a professor. I could have married one of my students. After the graduation. That's how it is. I've seen it. Just kidding, don't get married. So yeah, I was really contemplating things. I heard a song once. Falling in love with your best friend, I'd give about anything to hear that song again. Last summer I was singing along with my favorite band, and every word they'd scream was neon green. Everybody knew I'd fallen apart. That's the first time I noticed I was slowly but surely coming back together. I heard a song once, with my heart on the drive back to Michigan, coming in slow through Lansing at 3 a.m. I pulled into the driveway, I let the car run. Maybe I've been gone, baby, way too long. And I wanted to call you, just show up at your house or something. Even though I knew it wouldn't make me feel any better. Last summer I was trying not to fall in love with anyone. Because there's way too much work to get done. Last summer I was living down in Bloomington. It had been so long since I felt young. And maybe I was just running away, as if it's such a bad thing for me to try and make my life better. I heard a song once about falling in love with your best friend. I'd give about anything to hear that song again. Holy shit. perfect Midwestern night. Ride my bike through the crowd, through the town. Why not? Saw the sky like a handful of sparkles falling, shimmering down. It was holy. He is a talented songwriter. Here's one. These are both kind of weirdly. These are both very religious songs. That one too. That song is not really. That song was written. I was thinking about punk rock and how sometimes you go to a show and it's like this super intense, for me anyway, really intense experience where I'm like, oh my god. When the band is good. If that is possible anymore. It's not like back in the 90s, guys. it can get really intense. I think a lot of people think of that as like a religious experience. I don't like religious things. So I kind of wrote it as like, punk rock can be my religious experience. A good band can make you all of a sudden look at the world in a very different way. And you don't need anybody, you don't need anything else to get in the way of that. Don't let him hear you. Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. sometimes I talk better than other times. This song I wrote after a really long period of depression, which is fairly normal for people, because this world is really just kind of boring. I mean, at the best, it's aggravating. But so I was really sad, as most people are. And then I kind of decided I'd get over it. I was lucky to kind of find a community to go into after that. But anyway, this is like the moment. This is the moment of deciding. I'm done. I'm done with this depression thing. Even though it takes a lot of work after that. But it's not like, oh, now I'm happy. I promise I am not happy. But you can say, like, I'm not gonna let myself make certain choices. Anyway, this is kind of self-explanatory. Okay. It's also about living with my parents. There's fresh snow on the suburbs. I'm staying with my parents. It hasn't been a good year. Things are all right here. I'm sleeping in the spare room. It used to be my bedroom. And even though I'm home now, I feel completely homeless. I'm looking at the moon. Shining on the snow, oh, and everything was blue, ooh, set the Christmas lights. Walking around the basement where my band used to practice. Sorry, I talked about that. Sometimes I don't want to make new friends. Sometimes I just miss my old friends, but I'm seeing someone new now. She calms my heart down, but I'm too scared to tell her how crazy I can get. Sometimes I'm looking at the moon, ooh, shining on the snow, oh, and everything was blue, ooh, except the Christmas lights. Better. After I cry, I spent 6 months of my life just wanting to die. I am learning how to be alone without being lonely, learning how to be lonely without losing my mind. I'm looking at the moon, ooh, shining on the snow, oh, and everything was blue, ooh, except the Christmas lights. It's funny. Okay. I'll play this one real quick. I feel like talking tonight. That's how it's gonna be. I wrote a lot of my early songs while I was like heavy into LiveJournal. I had LiveJournal like 1,000 word essays about like just they were just cruel. And this song is kind of about that. I think it's really important. I think writing is incredibly important, not just to creative people. I think writing down what you're thinking about isn't like reserved for poets and Stephen King and stuff. So this song is kind of about that. I think there's something about writing something down and looking at it and being like, really? Which I used to use. It's because I don't know. Live journal was different. Now we write like one sentence, and it's always cryptic. Where before it'd be like 500 words about why I'm mad at my ex-girlfriend. And now it's just like, man, some people suck. Like your friends know, and they're like, oh, why is he still not track it down, I've got some wild legends. They're really subtle in their cruelty. They'd be like, I used to know somebody who would have enjoyed this kind of evening. I don't know them anymore. They're still around. Lives 3 blocks away. Okay, this song is kind of about that, kind of important to write, but maybe the other person doesn't need to hear it. The first letter I wrote you was way too long, way too crazy, way too scary, way too sad. The second letter I wrote you was way too short, just said I love you, baby, please come back. And the third letter I wrote you was right down the middle, somehow it did not quite sum it all up. And the fourth letter I wrote you, I did the best I could do, but we both know that was never good enough. Now don't we, I had nothing nice to say, I said it anyway, made myself feel a little better. Yeah, but in the end, I guess it was probably for the best that I never bothered sending you those letters. The fifth letter I wrote you was one big long joke you probably wouldn't think was very funny. And the sixth letter I wrote was a strictly business note requesting you send me back those last 2 months' rent money. Oh, but the seventh one was magic. It was totally romantic. Would have made your little boxer shorts melt. And the eighth time that I tried, I swear I couldn't even write. Just curled up and cried all by myself. Oh, I had nothing nice to say. I said it anyway. I made myself feel a little better. Yeah, but in the end, I guess it was probably for the best. I never bothered sending you those letters. Thanks for listening to me talk. Sometimes people do want those letters, though, later. So. Why they look at all the stupid people they date after you. So maybe I wouldn't mind getting those letters. Too bad.
Too bad. Yeah,
who's your call?
You're a good
job. So talented. Coffee shop and it's 30. Not me. I'm sleeping in some stranger's house.
Joe!
Not in the
window. Though.
It sounds like I'm getting late, but no. I sleep in a different house every night. about why I am sober and why I choose to call myself straight edge. It's just some people kind of are afraid of that word or that conjunction. So. I'm not afraid of it. I don't care what other people think it, what like violent people think it means, or what stupid people think it means. To me, it means just how cool it can be to not drink and do drugs. But okay, there was a point though where I was on the edge. I was looking over the edge into the abyss of drugs and alcohol. It looked kind of fun. There were some beautiful people down there. But no, I stood above them all. That's how strange they were talking, I'm sorry. No, I think this. I wrote this song because I've seen a lot of people. I've lost a lot of people in my life. Almost all of them, because of drugs and alcohol and abuse of those things. And a lot of them didn't know that was going to be a problem for them. But so I kind of wrote this song to remind myself that yes, I have lost a lot of people, and I don't want to be one of those people. Like, I don't mind if I die in a car crash or something, okay. But I don't want people to be like, remember that guy? Where's he now? He's drinking all the time. I don't know. There's a lot of bands I even like where it's like, I know where those people went because they were my friends. They're just drinking all the time. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm out here on the edge of the world. Santa Barbara. Talk about it more later. At the workshop. I'll never get to know my friend Steven. He thought he found an answer. He was my friend since kindergarten. Then I watched him disappear. I'll never get to know my friend Melissa. She had her baby when she was 16. Now she works in a mall in Florida. Sometimes I wonder who she could have been. I'll never get to know my mom's friend Bonnie. She's the one who made me want to be an artist. She could paint the prettiest pictures. Then both her lungs collapsed. Never get to know my mom's friend Harry. He had this low, scratchy growl of a voice. And he'd sing, make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. And then he drank himself to death. I'll never get to know my sister. Because my sister is a crackhead. Thank God I remember. She was just a little kid. And I'll never get to know my dad. Cause my dad lives in a dream. Even though I think he's the best, he just seems so far from everything. And I'll never get to know my mom. Because my mom is an alcoholic. And I bet when she was young, never saw it coming. So you might wonder why I'm an asshole. Or you might wonder why I'm so uptight. Or you might ask me why I don't just chill out and learn how to have a good time. Sometimes I'm scared right out of my mind. And sometimes I just get angry because I've been let down by the people that I love, but I will not let down the people who love me. That's that one.
Thank you.
all the lights from the police car splash across the front yard, dance across your t-shirt while we run out the back door. I don't think my heart ever beat so hard before. Never seen wild eyes like yours. Heard all the rumors about you, how you dropped out of high school with your beat up black Converse, your busted front tooth. Let them talk all they want, care anymore. So never seen wild eyes like yours. Wouldn't say I was your best friend, I was just someone who would listen. But it was you and me all summer long, down in your parents' basement. But that was years ago, not those kids anymore. Never seen wild eyes like yours.
Okay, I have a couple more. I was thinking a lot about when, this happens a lot when people are dating, it also happens a lot just in friendships, where there's a friend who is completely crazy. Not in like a fun way, in the manic way. And maybe you are that friend, that's okay.
It's okay to be that person. It's okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. And it's okay to have that friend. That's not. I'm not trying to say you should not have friends like that. But it is easy to feel like you can help them, and maybe you can't. And that's kind of what this is about. Kind of the realization and the horrible guilt of realizing that nobody can help your friend. Especially you. So that was something I was thinking about. Started skipping. I was squeaking through the screen door in your kitchen. So do you want to go downtown with me? Maybe stop by the library. And you rode by my side, your dad's old 10-speed. Felt like everything was finally perfect. We rode past the empty stores and churches, but then I looked in your eyes. They were anxious, they were nervous. Under all the rolling clouds, over all the fields that surround this tiny town. Ran into the bathroom and locked yourself inside. I wanted to knock down the door, but instead I just leaned against the other side. Sometimes I feel like I still don't know you. Through all the stupid shit that we've been through, how many horror movies have we sat through? How many Sour Patch Kids? How many 2 liters of Mountain Dew? And I wanna see you get through this. Seems like nothing I say makes any difference. When I left your house that night, I felt totally awful and selfish. Under all the rolling clouds, over all the fields that surround, trap us in this stupid town. On the couch, wake up tired, I try my best not to miss you. I don't try very hard. I remember stopping by a long time ago. I heard you inside playing piano, and I sat down on the front step, listened through the window. This show's been really fun. Who would have ever guessed? Josh and Rebecca have been setting up shows for me for like 5 or 6 years. for way longer than anybody else has even been punk. We were around for, there's like DIY now. We were around for DIY back then, where all songs were about cupcakes. Manny Pouchart was the king of the universe. It was a different time. There was a band called Ghost Mice. It was totally weird. But I'm glad to still be here. Traveling. I'm glad that people will still set up shows for me and play the shows and have written new songs that are awesome and have old songs that are still awesome. So it's a cool place we live. Here's what I was thinking. I was walking over to get Dr. Pepper. This town is kind of awful. But this room is kind of awesome. Yeah. Not even kind of awesome. This room is filled with awesome people. And we're in this crazy place. What are we doing? That's the only thought I had.
That was awesome.
Let's set a couch on fire. Things I want to say. I want the picture from Abercrombie of the men in my bedroom. That's what I want to do. I don't know. So, cool. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being. Thanks for knowing about cool things and not just wanting to do all the dumb things. Not that I'm the cool thing, but watercolor paintings is. So, I don't know. Thanks for occupying Santa Barbara.
Yeah. It's our pleasure.
It's fun to be around. It's fun to be out in California. I don't know. So I wrote this song a long time ago, but I still play it.
Name 10 things you want to do before you die and then go do them. Name 10 places you really want to be before you die and then go to them. Name 10 books you want to read before you die and then go read them. Name 10 songs you want to hear again before you die. Get all your friends together and scream them. Because right now, all you have is time, time, time. Yeah, but someday, that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about. Think of all the things that are wrong with your life and then fix them. Think of all the things that you love about your life. Be thankful you are blessed with them. Think of all the things that hold you back and realize that you don't need them. Think of all the mistakes you have made in your life. Make sure that you never repeat them. Because right now, all you have is time, time, time. Yeah, but someday, that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about. 10,000 reasons why you never want to die. Go and tell someone who might have forgotten. Try to list the endless reasons why it's good to be alive. Then just smile for a while about them. And soon the sun will rise and another day will come. But soon enough the sun will set. Another day will be gone. And right now all you have is time, time, time. Yeah, but someday that time will run.
Someday you'll hear it and be like,
Biggs.
Who said that?
Me.
You knew it's from Biggs.
Yes.
It's the theme to Biggs.
If you haven't donated, there's a jar in the front and there's a whole bunch of Z's out there.
What the heck?